running low.
Oh, so period frisbees.
I'll just give it to you. We might get Brad to bring it there. Thank you.
Don't play with that shit. That's disgusting. What are you thinking? If you find fucking red pee in the snow, it's probably because she's on her period, and don't fuck with that, okay? Just keep on walking. It's not a ball. Okay. Alina, you're really freaking me out with this time talk. It's disgusting. But, you know, I'm not judging, you know. Just don't bring it here, okay? Leave it outside.
How long have they gone to the farm for?
Deal?
I'm not sure, you know.
A week or so?
Just a bit.
Yeah, I don't know how long they can handle it.
Why, they hate it there that much, eh?
No, no. That's not all they can handle being anywhere.
Oh.
It's the time where he's been going lately.
I don't know Justin's in the dog.
Yeah, you know what? I went out there and I was helping him work with this guy, and this guy was shady, and the guy was fucked.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yeah. So Justin gets him on pinch, right? And I could tell this guy's like really manipulative the way he's talking. Like, he would take us out to jobs. We go to a job, and this guy's fucked. Yeah. He's fucked on pinch, and he can't do anything. So me and Jay are doing everything for him. At the end of the day, he's like, well, if it wasn't for you two holding me up. Like, if it wasn't for us, man, you wouldn't have been able to get off the ground. Hello? Hey. Yes. Who's this? I knew it was Kira. I was going to guess that right, but last two names I guessed when people phoned, I got them wrong. What's the favor? Is the toy like a vibrator?
Did you tell him about the girl that was
here? Still here.
The girl that
Where
was
the fuck is the vibrator?
The girl came looking for somebody there?
That was no
one. Oh, somebody
okay,
else.
Okay, so I'm bringing... The vibrator and something else and something else.
Yeah, she brought a vibrator. She's fucking... We bought a fucking dory. Swallow the thing. But we
brought her eye. The case?
Is it the silent one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay, I got it.
Okay.
It's under the bed.
I got the quiet one.
I forgot
one.
About that.
But I just...
Okay,
to make
so it's
my
bring the earring
bad.
And what else?
I just bring up the loud one.
Okay, what kind of... Is it bent? I don't have any of that. But okay.
Just to piss him off.
Yeah, I can
and
do that.
Just
I'm just waiting
run.
For somebody to be 5 minutes. Megan or Ralph.
I'm
serious,
why?
BJ did.
Somebody at the front door.
Yeah.
Who, white BJ?
Was driving around here with a Packer.
Oh, DJ. I thought you said BJ. Yeah, what'd they say when you called them?
I'll see if somebody come in with me on this or not. I should just make sure I got the money for sure.
Okay.
Right?
What? No, what were you wearing? The Gumby suit?
Gumby
we're wearing
suit?
Nothing.
Still
we're
here.
Wearing nothing. It's not that warm out.
I got Wonder Woman.
You will get Wonder Woman?
I got Wonder Woman suit.
I've yeah. seen them.
So what do I have?
Yeah, I know. The girl in front of me is wearing pretty sophisticated boots herself.
Oh, right? They're nice.
Well, you should see her boots.
Okay. I got the crotch ones, too.
Are you saying Kira's boots were taller than these ones?
I got stilettos. Stilettos.
Over her knees. Thigh boots, yeah.
Oh, really, eh? So you're still wearing them? Are you still wearing them? Are you still wearing the boots right now?
I got the ones that come this high.
Yeah, right up to your crotch.
Okay, I'll do all this at your favors
you
asked me for. As long as you're still wearing the boots when I get there. And nothing else.
And a trench coat.
No, she's got this
and
nice
a trench
coat.
Okay, wear a trench coat then.
No bustier.
Like a flasher.
No, she has one, but it's kind of
a flasher.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Check that out, and then I'll come see you, okay? Okay, do you even have a trench coat, or are you lying to me?
Better have one. Raincoat, long one.
Because use something that's similar to a trench coat. If you have to use a, you know, a sheet, it doesn't matter.
A winter coat.
And then flash me, okay?
I would fucking do shit
okay,
like
sound
that.
Good? Okay. All right. Yeah, do you got cash on you for 500?
I gotta go see RBC and get money.
You should probably do that now then because Spidey will be here.
I just came from the closest one.
Which is this?
Mayfield.
Do you want to do yep. Bev, do you want to do that? I have to stay here because this fucking thing here will not receive a call without Wi-Fi. If we drive around. But he's gonna call back on this and he doesn't know.
Oh, so we're still waiting for him to call back?
No, but I mean, he'll either knock on the door, he's coming, he'll be here 15 minutes, I'm thinking. So it's probably a good
bus. Is that 15 minutes, really? 15
minutes from
minutes?
When he called. I'm guessing 15, half an hour at the fucking very latest, but he's generally punctual.
Okay.
these people are.
Sure. Okay, I believe you.
I phoned you the fastest people, not the cheapest. Because the cheapest can take a day and a half.
Yeah.
Well, we're traveling too, right?
Yeah. And my dad made it sound like when he first called me that you're kind of wanting to get out on the go, right?
Who's your dad calling you?
He called me at my girlfriend's house.
Who, you?
Yeah.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Why didn't you say that?
He's fucking smart enough.
Right? Like, fuck. You secrets. I know my roommate's the same way. He doesn't tell me fuck all. He doesn't say nothing. He just expects me to know everything. I'm like, I didn't know that was your girl. Your kid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you want me to go get some coin and bring away Gumberry back? Not clean it out, but just clean it. I got a couple extra ones.
But bats? We got a torch, don't we?
I only got... Fuck, I don't think I brought an extra one here. Thank you for the hoots.
Yeah, no worries.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for always being very jovial and, like, you know, clever jokes and shit. It's all good.
Oh, I'm always
you're
like
welcome.
A lot of people come over here with shitty fucking attitudes and fucking badass stories and jokes that are weak.
No, I came over here a couple of times and I never seen either one of you.
Yeah, last time you came here, I was sleeping, but I seen your truck.
Oh, did you?
I thought it was my girlfriend's truck, so I didn't come over.
Well, my truck's always in the driveway, and they said, no, it's parked in the driveway.
So you happen to have the same truck as she does when she came here to pick up her
so
other truck.
I want to know what happened to that truck. Okay, so the day I was here, your truck got towed, and then I think it was the same day, Angelique was causing problems.
That's Angelique's truck, right?
And oh, yeah, right.
She came
that's
over
right,
here.
That's right.
She came over here, and when she was here, I noticed that transmission fluids everywhere, and the truck would not fucking go into gear. I told you, this truck's fucked. I don't even know how you got from your place
and
to here.
And the fucking sound when you fired it up was just horrific.
So then she leaves it here, and then White Boy hits.
She told me she'd come back
he already stole her fucking car from her and rode it off one day. Without,
oh, boy.
So she, like, was pissed about that. Then he goes and takes the cats, cuts them off of that truck, because it was here.
Oh, yeah.
Then he fucking sells them, and then he fucking pawns the truck off.
Oh, my other lighter.
Is this your other one?
No, that's my lighter.
For that one. I just came here with a black one. I couldn't find it.
If I don't have another black one, then she's what? Oh.
There you go.
Does he have one?
Yeah, he's got an old used one. I got a brand new one in your hand.
So then he fucking, White Boy cuts the cats off this thing, sells
I know,
those.
I can hear that.
And then he fucking goes and sells the truck for $100 to the fucking scrapbook lot. And I'm like, why are you targeting this girl? And then when she gets upset about him, he's like, yeah, that pisses you off. Now we're going to take everything from you. So then they go to her yard and steal everything from her.
He did?
Threaten to kill her and beat her up with baseball bats.
Well, because she was being a lid there or something. Wasn't she doing something?
No, she was upset because he was taking all her vehicles.
Well, I'd be pissed off too, but isn't there a reason why he was taking them or something?
No. Something? Because they were there, I guess. And he just because at that time he was stealing from me. You're stealing
she
from anybody.
Accused him of taking a chainsaw.
No, you got your own.
No, she accused him of stealing her sawzalls.
Sawzalls.
That's what it was. Yeah,
but she,
I remember
he
that.
Had taken three sawzalls from the property.
He did take them though. Yeah.
So I'm like, what do you matter? I'm like, you're mad about the fact that she accused you of all the shit you're stealing.
You did.
I'm like, some of it, he's like sneaking in the yard as she's watching, and he's stealing brass and copper and running away, and then she's like calling, hey. You stole my brass. Oh, yeah, bitch. You want to fucking say I'm stealing shit? You're getting it. And then he'll come back and steal more shit. And she's like,
well, that's
she's
a good guy.
She's in a nervous breakdown, and her dad's trying
poor
to go
girl.
Into witness protection.
Yeah. Because, what?
Yeah, her dad.
Can you leave this somewhere, or do you have a
because
place to put it?
So she left the door unlocked, and she took $60 from White Boy, or owed him $60. She goes, I don't really feel like paying you because you... Stolen all
my
vehicles, ruined my life. White Boy's like, yeah, I'm gonna beat your fucking to death with a baseball bat
die,
right
bitch.
Here. Then he's like, I'm gonna go over to your house and get your dad and beat him. And then she tells me because she was in my room and the door was locked.
Oh my god.
She's like, she goes, oh my god, I left the door unlocked in my house because my dad asked me to leave it open. So when I come home, White Boy goes in there, threatens to kill the guy,
oh
and tells
god.
Him to give him the fucking money now and like leaves. I guess comes back here. He's like, yeah, your old man's dead. He's fucking dead, you goof, and you're dead when you come out of here. I'm like,
making a big roar.
So then she's crying, and
oh,
she's like,
shit.
To this day, she's still in a total breakdown. She can't even get off the floor. She thinks these people are coming after her, and she's traumed out, and it's like, not
oh
good.
My.
She phones Kaelin every night.
Crying every night.
Oh, someone's outside.
And you guys are together?
Yeah.
And how does that work in this house? He's threatening her all the time. And...
Well, because White Boy threatened to kill my dad and take the fucking house, so then I'm like, well, maybe he's being victimized too, right? So.
Oh, they're joking around him and Brittany. Yeah, we just have to.
But then it's like,
you,
when's
man,
the joke, right?
House.
Because every time I'm alone with them, they're like, I can't wait to beat
right?
your fucking head
right?
in with a ball peen hammer, they always tell me, right? I'm like, why would
right?
you guys say that? Where's the punchline, right?
Yeah.
No, we're just joking. We're just joking, Ben. We're just going to beat your head in with a ball peen hammer. I'm like, where's the...
That's not even fucking funny.
It's not even a joke, right?
You need him to get signed the papers first before the offer and all this shit, right?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, and so I guess the house is going to you, eh, Wayne? Guess we just have to kill you, they tell him.
We're just off you, but
we have to get you to sign. And what are they on? How many days have they been up or whatever? Like, are they fucking...
They'll say this any day. Doesn't matter.
That's not even...
And then when they're here, they're screaming, smashing the property up, destroying the
place. They don't care.
There's kind of the shits, you know, for roommates.
Yeah, they don't care because it's not their house.
Right? Oh, you better go grab your cash because these guys are here.
Are they here?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay, did you... What? Just don't let them leave it up.
I told you he'd be punctual. Otherwise, why wouldn't he? Yeah. Who's?
I don't, but they could have dropped that good. Because I don't talk to him. What's up, man?
It's over at 6 months, dude. I don't know who was on the phone that called us. There's a bit. What's up, man?
Yeah, I did. Oh, you think he's going to send that? He's going to send that. Yeah, they said you can
grab it. Okay, you just got the phone call now.
What? No, hold on, right? You called someone else?
I didn't phone anybody else.
Because the last time I texted you was... No, I didn't even call you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
he
called on the day after.
Someone just called now who was it, not Rob.
Right, no. Go check the noise ring on the
phone. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, that's not what was
supposed to. Or maybe it was Ben. Because when, when you phoned me, I asked Ben if he had dope in the house, and he didn't, so...
Oh, sounds
like
a
skate. Why not? He will. Probably do. Probably. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay,
good.
Here. Okay, open it now. Just when you come in, just put this back over the door. Just go lock. How are you doing, bud? I got it anyway.
Arrived, you know.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just fine. Yeah. Rob, if you want to. We just have to, Rob, we just have to wait for this 6 to 7-11 to come back. No. Sorry about that. I was trying to get out the door, but she... How are you doing, Joe? How's it
going?
Is that the $5 crossword or $3?
$5.
Don't you find the $3 one fucking like...
I fucking hate them now. Buddy, I don't even scratch them. Like, I just bought this one, I will go scratch it and fucking... I don't even scratch it and I'll just go check it and fucking see what
I mean. I remember going to a Gamblers Anonymous meeting when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they tell you all the stats of what the odds are on winning on shit.
Not very good.
They tell us it's like, so VLTs at the bar have a different percentage than the ones at the casino.
Yep.
By law, right?
Yep.
And how they work is like, you know how if you like spin... $2, and let's say we hit something that gives us only $1.50 payout, right?
Yeah.
They still consider that at some point it's a win.
Yeah, yeah.
So they'll say 85% of the time in the casino, those slots, they're casino slots, not the kind that they have at the bar, those ones win 85% of the time when you spin, right?
Yeah.
Now the ones at the bar are more like 92%, right? But the worst odds out of all the different lotteries for what they have to meet by laws is who's going to get the scratch wins. They have like such a low percentage, it's ridiculous.
When all the fucking major fucking wins have already won, they don't fucking put that out there.
No.
So they just let you fucking keep fucking, maybe I'll fucking win that one.
And you know what's stupid, Rob, is they know, like, let's say there was a 649 button in the city, and it won, right?
Yeah.
They know where it was won and what store it was sold to.
Oh, yeah,
they don't put that out there. They just say that it was in Edmonton. Right?
Yeah, but they don't say it right away.
Well, I know in BC when you win fucking, it's a mandatory for you to collect that deck that they're able to put your name and your picture and everything.
Because, here it's after a year, the thing that's no good, right? There's even a story about a guy showing up 2 weeks after expiration on a max million, $1 million draw, and them telling him, no, you're beat because you're 2 weeks late.
Not a joke.
Buddy, my grandma plays the same fucking numbers every week, man. The 1 week that she didn't, 1 week that she didn't fucking play, buddy.
That's fucking heartbreaking.
She won.
That's fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah, she would have fucking won, bro. And She thought she did, dude. She took her fucking last week's ticket in and everything, man.
A lighter? No. We didn't take Rob's lighter, dude.
No, I got my right hand.
Now, Milt, when they had the extra first come out, back in the day, it used to be $250,000 if you got the extra, correct, right?
Yeah.
And one day we're starting work, because he's our boss, he's like, hey, you guys, that extra, how much is that worth? $2,000, right? Yeah. Like, no, man, it's like $250,000. No. It's not $250,000, you guys. You guys are out to lunch. It's like $2,000, okay? I'm like, why? Well, yeah, I didn't enter it, right, but I got the numbers exactly right.
Oh, but
I'm like, no, Milt, that's $250,000 or $200,000 or something. Listen, Caleb. I don't need to hear that shit. Yeah. It's $2,000. That's what I was told.
Yeah, that's all I lost. It's $2,000. No shit, eh?
Yeah, I imagine he's pissed about that. I think about him every time I don't enter it, you know?
No story about his automatic car starter. He's sitting there, and every fucking morning he said my truck would start up. Someone's out there fucking with it, starting it up at 6 o'clock in the morning and then fucking off. He said, I got up early this morning. He said, I picked him up, he's getting a glass of water. He turned on the coffee pot. Someone fucking started my truck up. He says, I went flying out there in my fucking pajamas, bare feet. He goes, there's fucking no one in there. Fucking running, no key in it. What the fuck? He goes to the house. Up to his son, he goes, what the fuck's going on with my truck, man? It's starting by itself. This is fucking, I'm going crazy. Dad, he's got an automatic fucking starter on there, man. He's got time for
fucking
fucking fucking. He's always like, what?
So I just fucking think it was Haunted, eh? Like that old movie? The Buddy had 1954 car.
Yeah, the way he drove his car. He's all emotional. Fucking all messed up.
Captain's always fucking
I wonder what those guys are doing now, eh? Shane used to be this fucking big bodybuilder, heavyweight champion dude, about the boss worker growing weed for the boys. He was like psychotic. Shane is fucking psychotic. That's why I stopped wanting to work with him, because he's fucking psychotic. He's hard to deal with. He got upset when Crystal got pregnant. It's like, you had an unplanned pregnancy, Caleb? He's like, pull the truck over, like, I thought he was going to kick me out of the truck for having unplanned pregnancies. He's just like, you should have went and got like all these health checks done, shit done, man. There's a lot of things you got to do, man. He's one collector I wouldn't want to see coming after me, that's for sure. But steroids, man, I wouldn't want to be like him either, because the steroids got his fucking... But he was like spun, like his mind, I could tell, was way too fucking out there.
Those fighters, eh? Depends on who he's fighting, putting on weight or taking it off, right? So he's coming down. He grabs his big units, eh? Usually it's two of us throw them in the bin, eh? He's like, get the fuck out of the way, man. You guys, fuck off. He's grabbing him, eh? Fucking pitching him, eh?
You know what I found? He used to go out on Sundays, Rob. Yeah. He would eat this, like, special diet all week long, like, real tight, no fucking fat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he says on Sunday he would go out to, like, a Denny's day. Yeah. And he says when he eats sausages, greasy food, he's like, you get, like, high, like a rush, man. Like a fucking rush.
He's fucked, man. He's got a great coffee. Mr. Pierce.
Yeah, Pierce. Because
he's a little tired from driving up to the Lord Minister.
Yeah.
All these, like, well, man, fucking coffee, man, how do you guys eat it, eh?
Well, you know what? Same in the remand center. You ever notice that? If you're in the remand center for a bit, and then you drink one of them coffees, and you're clean and sober, you're not used to drink them, you get, like, ripped
off. Well, those coffees in the remand aren't even real coffee. They're sugary, bro.
Hey, Rob, this girl's coming. She's paying $5 for it. Yeah, I owe you guys $20, okay?
Yeah.
So keep $20 and shoot me $30. Does that work?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I've ordered it for a long time ago. You guys may have forgot, or Megan forgot, but I just like for me to make sure it's all clear. That's good. Send them off. This is Caleb. Yeah. Yep. He just left. Oh, you got into a fight with him? Yeah, is he coming down here? He's supposed to meet with somebody on the
phone.
Oh, he's coming here? Okay, perfect. Yes?
Hey.
I didn't accuse you of being on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't have you on. No, I don't have you on speakerphone.
Yeah, that's my job. I'm using my phone. They're coming in anyways, right?
Yeah.
Anybody else will come in, well, then I'll deal with that.
Yeah. We're the same amount I'm giving you right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
See my wife. My wife's probably got a fucking 100
phone. Yeah, I will. Just I'm dealing with Rob right now. I'll be right.
But it should be all there. I didn't.
Yeah, I gotta bring the boots. I gotta bring.
And did you got any?
Okay, I'm coming, but I gotta finish up with Rob. Just give me 5 minutes, okay? And then I'm out the door. Deal?
I don't care.
I gotta finish up with Rob, and then I'm out the door, okay?
All right.
Okay? All right. Rob, this is Bev.
Hi.
This is, you know...
Hi.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, good.
She's a friend of White Boys as well.
Oh, yeah.
What's his deal? He went out of town. Is he coming back here or what?
Yeah, he went to the country and I don't know. His place where he is by my right next to my place. So.
What the hell are you guys smoking today? Everybody's acting sketchy in the house. Pizza everywhere. Everybody's like fucking acting like something. I go and knock on the door, Rob.
Okay.
Peace, man.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Yeah, no problem. If you want, you can give her the number.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks a lot, bud.
All right.
Beth.
Okay, peace, Rob.
Oh, where's the lock holding?
Oh, you supposed to
put it.
Is that locked here, Beth?
Oh, you figured
we had a 300-pound fucking guy try to kick the door in, and that lock would not break.
Were you weren't the guy that was breaking the door from the
last
year? That wasn't you.
That was me, yeah.
There's another guy. I know I have a fucking belt buckle there for me. So you see the
I made those out of a piece of aluminum.
Mine are fucking almost a plate. It's on the floor.
Well, I don't think that I was the same guy. Why is that?
Because you're not the same guy. There was two guys downstairs. There was you and a girl and another guy. And the other guy is who I thought lived here. And he did live here, I thought. It wasn't
that was me.
Fuck no, it was mine.
How do you book
I'm not that absent-minded.
I'm a street kid to call, eh?
You need to change it for fucking moment.
That's right.
You guys have any sticks?
That's what I'm looking for.
I want to, because you know what? If
I got
weigh in, I can't fucking weigh it out properly.
Okay. I guarantee you.
I got it divided for you.
These guys are pretty good.
Are they?
Yeah, I don't ever under short ever. I don't mean ever.
So
does that fit your hand good? Or do you have to squeeze your hand out?
How does it go in? Does it matter?
Take it off and spin it around because I've noticed one.
One holds a little bit gap of gate more.
Look that way.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, that looks better. Yeah, this looks better.
Does it feel like
it's good? Yeah, it's a nice fit. Like, hey, whose light is that?
Anyway.
How did the cigarette and the lighter get on the floor? It's not my lighter. I think that one's yours.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because yours is set up. My
I'll put a mark on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put a nick in this, that way we'll know. No.
Or just take a stick
out
and
stick out.
So how am I
going to
do this?
I only have skills on this.
Would you? Thank you. I just need to weigh out something I can smoke right now. Because I don't even fucking run out. I just want to make sure it weighs in and then I got it.
Okay.
And we can divide it all.
I'm going 2 blocks to a spot and coming back. They
okay.
have scales.
Okay.
If you want to wait.
Sure, I'll probably throw it in on you and have a smoke with you guys. Yeah, I can, but I want to make sure we don't have that close. So you should need it. So. Yeah, I just want to make sure we don't have that close. Okay, so, like, him and I, like, we are at each other, like, fucking all out. Like, you say I'm a breath of fresh air, so does he say, like, if that was my roommate talking, you'd be like, fucking take her.
You guys are fooling around or something.
No, we're not. That's it. And he wants to, and I'm not. And I don't because...
So how come you guys are getting along?
Yeah, because I don't know. I told him I don't think I'm your type. Right? Because my roommate does what your dad does too.
Oh, okay.
But it's a secret out in the country, right? Like, it's a big secret. And
wow.
I don't know if I'm his type or not. I'm confused by that whole thing. But
well, you know
what?
Trannies are generally really the most open when it comes to types.
Like,
think
how do you
that.
Know? How, what, like, is he into girls or guys? Or what? I don't know.
Probably maybe
both?
Girls first is
both?
What I think.
I couldn't tell you.
Because
he doesn't
gay
know
guys?
They say 80% of them are into girls.
Is
the reason
right?
why is because if they were going to be gay, they would have just stayed as a
say
man
gay. Okay,
to attract
you.
Men, right?
Right?
But they're dressing as a woman.
So does
maybe
he want a woman then, or does he want a dude?
Probably
lesbian.
A woman.
Okay.
Basically, right?
Yeah, because you gotta think about it. A tranny's gonna end up being a man.
What guy wouldn't want to be a girl? Girls are the best world to be in.
Think about this. A lesbian ends up the butch ones, dominant ones.
Yeah.
They're like a manly chick.
Man dude.
So what do you think a tranny's
yeah,
like?
Sure, yeah.
Right?
Right, okay, okay. So then my best friend is gay. That's where I'm going for Christmas dinner. No, my best friend, she's a man dude girl.
Oh, okay.
She drives for... She drives long haul, but like she's married and has kids and everything. Like they pay for the kids to be made. You know, not fucking can't remember what it's called. But yeah,
in vitro fertilization.
Yeah, that's right. And they had to pay. outfit is your white wedding compatible. But you know what? I don't mind peasing you off right now, but that means you're not going to come back quick.
No, I'm not even smoking. I'm not even smoking this shit myself anymore. But really? I mean, I have a friend, yeah, she's a doctor. She does that shit. She's kind of like funky though. Dr. Crowd, man, they're the ones that scare me.
Right.
You think I'm paranoid around gangsters and shit?
Right? Like, no, because at least you know what they're capable of.
When I'm at their place, they're like something in their eye makes me think that.
You
don't
think
it's
fucking murky in a heartbeat?
I'm thinking
they're gonna.
Legit.
You just never
thought. I want to talk about it. Like, I'm not that bad.
Justin's got a gift though. He's a fucking good salesman. He can sell fucking ice to an Eskimo man.
Yeah.
He's fucking good. I used to be good too, but I'm not that good now. My ex used to say
when I was talking to somebody about making a deal.
Yeah.
What?
Okay,
bring them out. I got batteries. Yeah. My ex used to always say when I was making a deal, drug deal, any deal.
Yeah.
And somebody interrupts you, like, fuck up. Just let Caleb be the top.
Well, I seen the fact that you just gave him all the money. I mean, I gave him all the money and he didn't take it. He took it all, so I know that there was no... You know what I mean? You're not saving yourself anything. There. It's straight up $500, you know? You might have been working a deal alongside, but...
I don't really need money. It's what my thing is. I got the secret going for me.
What's that?
The secret is I can live without money.
Oh, right? Yeah, exactly.
I've always had everything I need. I mean, everything from love to food to
shelter. I have everything I need, really. I do that right now. I do, but...
Sometimes I get an abundance of it and it confuses me.
When you get too much of it, it's called not good because it's not a healthy balance. As long as it's a healthy balance of everything.
Hey, don't ever think of getting too much of something is an imbalance. It's just a reward.
Okay,
it's
off.
Put a rubber case on it.
Oh, right? Okay, so I'm not waiting for anybody now. You're waiting for me, or I'm waiting for you.
Yep, he's here. I'm going to grab his heels. I'm going to go back.
Do you have an extra one?
That one there probably weighs like 3.5 grams, I betcha.
Because I
got
feel like dumping the shit out and fucking rearranging
it. Just hold on. I'll get you some bags.
Oh, hold on. But if I could split it up here all the way, like 3 times, that would be great.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll get you some bags. Crystal, open the door, please. Fuck's sakes, man. Crystal.
Thank you. I can't remember what I was supposed to grab. An earring?
Grab a
Jibo wire? Yeah, I'm just gonna grab it out of the basement.
Okay.
No, I don't.
And butane.
I don't have your bat, Dad.
I'll be right back. I'll grab it.
Okay, babe. Just when you come in, lock the door after you. Took your bat though. The only bat we use is the one I had in my pocket. I gave it to her. No, we didn't. Oh, yeah, okay, maybe you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Like a trap house is like a drug house, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this place, before it was a trap house,
yeah,
was like a speakeasy.
What's that?
No, it's like a, it was, this basement was a bar.
Right? Oh, no way.
And
really?
Even White Boy's dad, Todd, he used to live in a bar, right?
No way.
Cool. Yeah, and it burnt down, but whatever. They're like kind of like after hour clubs. You got no someone to go there, drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
like
it was
a
also,
fucking rave club sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but
right?
This place wasn't a rave club. It was like a drinking place, kind of like for middle aged people, and it was also a sex club as well.
Talk
right?
Now for 5 fucking minutes.
This is me.
I'll let you talk 5 minutes.
You know what's funny? It's like really calm while he's going on. You're not saying nothing, and it's like finally you snap. That's what it is.
Now he's sitting there fucking tapping the table.
And hanging up on me.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah, he's like one.
Yeah.
You know what,
Bev?
You know what, Bev?
You know what,
Bev?
That's what he does to me every day.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be quiet. I get laryngitis from this guy. Like, fucking, I lose my voice because I'm fucking snapping on him. In the summertime, I had no voice.
I like your hair, Bev.
Oh, thanks.
I love
always
black
wear,
hair.
I always wear a hat.
My fetish has been since I was a kid. Fucking black.
I just got a
jet black hair.
Really? Thanks.
You know what I find? It's like anytime I fucking tell my girlfriend like what I like, I'm like, you know.
She goes
like,
opposite?
Like this black hair, or I like it when you like roll your bush in or something. I'd be like, no, they'll shave their bush extra. I'm like, dye their hair blonde or something. I'll be like, thanks
right,
for paying attention.
Opposite.
I guess I shouldn't have said shit. Right?
I hear you, man.
Then they get all pissed off and you don't want to, you're not interested in them. Why don't you like me? I did everything you asked. But no, you didn't. You did everything I told you not to do. And then some. Even fucking actually were paying attention so much that you knew what I didn't like it and you did some of that.
And
too.
Then you just fucking, right? I just dropped my fucking vape on the
floor. What's that big deal? You care if I smoke?
Wait, I don't care if I smoke. No, I'm just quiet. I told him I didn't want to lose my voice.
You just snapped for like 2 seconds.
Oh, fuck. Oh, you snapped for a few seconds. Oh, you know Beth. You know Beth. That's what he does to me all the time. No, I don't know. Fucking tell me.
Did you ever tell him he's a cunt and to fucking knock it off?
I tell him to shut his fucking mouth. I fucking, you know, he wants me to stay there and fucking, if we're fighting, he wants me to stay there and not leave. And I need to fucking get away before I fucking do something.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, I always tell him, like, listen, just give me a little bit of space and we'll be fine.
Right. And no, he likes to stay there and fucking muddle through it and fucking fight and box it out and this and that, whatever. And I'm like, We got into a physical fight just recently, and I said, I don't need this, man. This is toxic in my life. You're bad for me. I can't handle you.
I don't mind physical fighting as long as the other party's aware that that's what we're going to be doing. If they're, like, all like, wow, fuck that, or, like, some dude's like, Caleb's a bully, man, for picking on me. Like, that guy came here with a machete and bear mace to try to rob us, okay? He got beat up because he couldn't, what, do it?
Sorry, listening to me. Because I had laryngitis, so... And the only way I could
talk... How'd you meet this guy?
I met him at the hardware store in town. Because I can't talk. I promised myself I wasn't going to fucking, because my voice is just getting better.
Yeah.
And then my as soon as you put any... Laryngitis is the strain of voice muscles, the strain of your voice box.
So it's not an actual like,
it's
virus?
It's not no disease nothing. Or not catchable. You can't.
See, I didn't know that. That's interesting to know.
Laryngitis is the fucking extended fucking... it's like straining your muscle or pulling your muscle, and that's all your voice box is doing. It's been pulled and...
I hope I didn't get that in my fucking...
So when you do it the first time, it is so much easier to get the second time, and I don't know why, but it's
because
just the vocal box.
You think they
damaged.
Would get? You think they would be like used and stronger? Yeah? But you know what? You're right. Maybe the injury is the issue. If you made it brought to the point of laryngitis but didn't get it, maybe it would get stronger. It's just like some things in life, like you break your arm, right? It heals stronger than it was before.
Right.
But let's say you get shot in the spine and you lose your ability to fucking walk.
Right.
Then now you're suffering. So whenever they say the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, that's a 50-50. It depends on what the injury is, because, I mean, there's injuries that are not going to make you stronger. They're going to make you weaker, and you're going to suffer. So my saying is...
Sorry, I'm listening.
My saying is, what doesn't kill you makes you suffer.
And I have to talk. I'm sorry. Listen to my voice so cracked. Probably doesn't sound much like me. So I have to take, and when your voice. I'm going to say, can you just stop for 1 second, please? 1 second. Don't holler. Hi. Don't holler. Henry, you need to sit there. I timed him. He held my truck hostage on me, eh?
You sound like me.
So when you fucking, your voice box is gone, you have to push from the diaphragm, like your deep. So he's not associating him as any wrong. Nothing he's doing is wrong.
No, it's because he's staying. He's all about the argument, this guy.
I go to work every fucking day, and I, whatever, this guy wakes me up every fucking day. He won't let me sleep in. I'm not allowed to fucking wake up on my own. He wakes me up religiously by banging around every fucking day, and he does this intentionally. So since I got my PA system working, I got those wires I ordered online.
Now he uses that?
No, I use it. I get the fucking pots out, and I start banging the fucking drumstick on the pot.
What you should do, Bev, is like get him real high one night, and you keep him up. When
he
wants to crash out,
just
keep him up, keep him up. On day three, right when he's about to go to sleep, then hit him hard.
I like silence. I like him when he's sleeping. Then I can do shit, like, you know.
I used to fucking be the same way with my girlfriends. I wait for him to go to sleep to go out and make a dollar. Right. He'd be like, where were you? Like, I'm making the money.
Keep it down over there. We're talking.
I'd be like, I'm just making the money that provides us for shelter and food and shit.
She's like, no, you're not. And you're like, okay, I guess I'm not.
Well, they never say I'm not. But what they also think is that part of doing that is like getting laid or something by secret fucking bin sluts or something.
Or some other secret world. You're going to.
I'm like, you know what? I'm looking for that secret world. Right. And when I find it, I'm not telling you.
You're not going to come.
I'm not telling you.
Right? Exactly. It's fucking, that's the shit that I go through. And I got laryngitis so bad, I promised myself I wasn't fucking. That's why I'm like, because when you break your voice box and you fucking talk, you can't, nothing comes out. It's like, and I swear to God, and it's not like, I would never believe you if you told me that, but like when your voice box is strained to that maximum level, you talk, but you go, hi, 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 and it sounds like a whisper, and it's all you got coming out of your fucking, from deep inside of you, right? Like your diaphragm.
I'll say, like a trap house is like a drug house, you know what
I mean?
Yeah. But this place, before it was a trap house, was like a speakeasy.
What's that?
It's like this basement was a bar.
Oh, no way.
And really? Even White Boy's dad, Todd, he used to live in a bar, right?
No way.
Cool. Yeah, and it burnt down, but whatever. They're like kind of like after hour clubs. You got to know someone to go there, drink, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was like also a fucking rave club sort of thing.
Yeah, but
right?
This place wasn't a rave club. It was like a drinking place, kind of like for middle-aged people, and it was also a sex club as well. Right?
This is me.
You know what's funny? It's like really calm while he's going on and on. You're not saying nothing, and it's like finally you snap. That's what it is.
Now he's sitting there fucking tapping the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like one.
Yeah. You know what, Bev? You know what, Bev? You know what, Bev? That's what he does to me every day. Mm-hmm. Trying to be quiet. I get laryngitis from this guy. Like, fucking, I lose my voice because I'm fucking snapping on him. In the summertime, I had no voice.
I like your hair, Bev.
Oh, thanks. I love always black wear, hair. I always wear a hat.
My fetish has been since I was a kid. Fucking black.
I just got a good
black hair.
Really? Thanks.
You know what I find? It's like anytime I fucking tell my girlfriend like what I like, I'm like, you know.
She goes
like,
opposite?
Like this black hair, or I like it when you like roll your bush in or something. I'd be like, no, they'll shave their bush extra. I'm like, dye their hair blonde or something. I'll be like, thanks for paying attention. Opposite. I guess I shouldn't have said shit. Right?
I hear you, man.
And then they get all pissed off and you don't want to, you're not interested in them. Why don't you like me? I did everything you asked. But no, you didn't. You did everything I told you not to do. And then some. Even fucking actually were paying attention so much that you knew what I didn't like it and you did some of that.
And
too.
Then you just fucking, right? I just dropped my fucking vape on the
floor. What's up, big deal? You care if I smoke?
Wait, I don't care if I smoke. No, I'm just quiet. I told him I didn't want to lose my voice.
You just snap for like 2 seconds.
Oh, fuck. Oh, you snap for a few seconds. Oh, you know Beth. You know Beth. That's what he does to me all the time. No, no, fucking tell me.
Did you ever tell him he's a cunt and to fucking knock it off?
I tell him to shut his fucking mouth. I fucking, you know, he wants me to stay there and fucking, if we're fighting, he wants me to stay there and not leave. And I need to fucking get away before I fucking do something.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, I always tell him, like, listen, just give me a little bit of space and we'll be fine.
Right, and no, he likes to stay there and fucking muddle through it and fucking fight and box it out and this and that, whatever. And I'm like, we got into a physical fight just recently, and I said, I don't need this, man. This is toxic in my life. You're bad for me. I can't handle you.
I don't mind physical fighting as long as the other party's aware that that's what we're going to be doing. If they're, like, all like, wow, fuck that, or, like, some dude's like, Caleb's a bully, man, for picking on me. Like, that guy came here with a machete and bear mace to try to rob us. Okay, he got beat up because he couldn't, what, do it?
Sorry, listening to me. Mm-hmm. Because I had laryngitis, so... And the only way I could
How'd you meet this guy?
I met him at the hardware store in town. Because I can't talk. I promised myself I wasn't going to fucking, because my voice is just getting better.
Yeah.
And then my voice, as soon as you put any, laryngitis is the strain of voice muscles, the strain of your voice box.
So it's not an actual, like,
it's
virus,
not no disease nothing. Or not catchable. You can't.
See, I didn't know that. That's interesting to know.
Laryngitis is the fucking extended fucking, it's like straining your muscle or pulling your muscle, and that's all your voice box is doing. It's been pulled and...
Hope I didn't get that in my fucking...
So when you do it the first time, it is so much easier to get the second time, and I don't know why, but it's
because
just the vocal box.
You think they
damaged.
Would get? You think they would be like used and stronger? Yeah. But you know what? You're right. Maybe the injury is the issue. If you made it brought to the point of laryngitis but didn't get it, maybe it would get stronger. It's just like some things in life, like you break your arm, right? It heals stronger than it was before.
Right.
But let's say you get shot in the spine and you lose your ability to fucking walk.
Right.
Then now you're suffering. So whenever they say the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger,
that's
like that's a 50-50. It depends on what the injury is, because I mean there's injuries that are not going to make you stronger, they're going to make you weaker and you're going to suffer. So my saying is
sorry, I'm listening.
My saying is what doesn't kill you makes you suffer.
And I have to talk. I'm sorry. It's into my voice so cracked. Probably doesn't sound much like me. So I have to take, and when your voice. I'm going to say, can you just stop for 1 second, please? 1 second. Don't holler. Hi. Oh, don't holler. I need to sit in there. For 5 minutes and 55 seconds. I timed him. Hey, I'm sorry. Fucking, he held my truck hostage on me, eh?
You sound like me.
So when you fucking, your voice box is gone? You have to push from the diaphragm. Like your deep. So he's not associating him as any wrong. Nothing he's doing is wrong.
No, it's because he's staying. He's all about the argument, this guy.
I go to work every fucking day, and I, whatever. This guy wakes me up every fucking day. He won't let me sleep in. I'm not allowed to fucking wake up on my own. He wakes me up religiously by banging around every fucking day, and he does this intentionally. So since I got my PA system working, I got those wires I ordered online.
Now he uses that?
No, I use it. I get the fucking pots out, and I start banging a fucking drumstick on the pots.
What you should do, Bev, is like get him real high one night, and you keep him up. When he wants to crash out, just keep him up, keep him up. On day three, right when he's about to go to sleep, then hit him hard.
I like silence. I like him when he's sleeping, then I can do shit, like, you know.
I used to fucking be the same way with my girlfriends. I wait for him to go to sleep to go out and make a dollar. They'd be like, where were you? Like, I'm making the
keep
money.
Keep it down over there. We're talking.
I'd be like, I'm just making the money that provides us for shelter and food and shit.
She's like, no, you're not. And you're like, okay, I guess I'm not.
Well, they never say I'm not. But what they also think is that part of doing that is, like, getting laid or something by secret fucking bin sluts, right, or something.
Or some other secret world that you're going to. Right?
I'm like, you know what? I'm looking for that secret world. Right. And when I find it, I'm not telling you.
You're not going to come.
I'm not telling you.
Right, exactly, because fucking that's the shit that I go through, and I got laryngitis so bad I promised myself I wasn't fucking. That's why I'm like, because when you break your voice box and you fucking talk, you can't, nothing comes out. It's like, and I swear to God, and it's not like, I would never believe you if you told me that, but like when your voice box is strained to that maximum level, you talk, but you go, and it sounds like a whisper, and it's all you got coming out of your fucking, from deep inside of you, right, like your diaphragm.
I'll say that.